My name is Ketsia Aurelien, Ketsiaureelien. I'm a nurse practitioner. This visit is for Frederick A. Bowen, Frederick, middle initial A, last name Bowen. This visit was done on October 28th, 2028. This patient was referred by Hannah Campbell, APR and endocrinologist, for deterioration of the kidneys. Period. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 5. This CKD is most likely an acute kidney injury on chronic kidney disease, secondary to interstitial nephritis as a result of several nephrotoxic medications such as diclofenac, sodium, pantoprazole, furosemide, recent use of Bactrim, along with other medications, period. However, obstructive uropathy is part of the differential due to recent, the patient's complaint of nocturia 5 times a night, as well as difficulty starting the urinary stream when he is seated, period. The patient is status post-TURP, T-U-R-P, on April 2nd, 2022, by Dr. Onyishi, O-N-Y-I-S-H-I, comma, urologist, period. He is no longer taking finasteride, tamsulosin, or bethanacol, period. He denies any dysuria or any other urinary symptoms, period. We will order a closed void pelvic ultrasound to rule out any obstructive uropathy, and as well as a renal ultrasound to assess the renal structures, period. We advised him to follow up with Dr. Onishi for further evaluation since he has not seen him since having the TURP procedure, period. We discontinued the diclofenac sodium, the pantoprazole, and recommended that he takes the furosemide 40 milligrams every other day instead of daily, period. For the GERD, we encouraged him to take famotidine, F-A-M-O-T-I-D-I-N-E, 40 milligrams, one tablet daily as needed, period. For lower extremity edema, we advised him to elevate his lower extremities and to wear compression stockings, period. Since the patient is having difficulty wearing stockings, air socks in general, we advise him to use ACE wrap bandages to wrap his legs for the swelling, period. We recommend that he follows a low sodium of 2 grams in 24 hours in the diet, as well as a lower fluid intake of 40 to 45 ounces on a 24-hour period. We emphasize the importance of maintaining normal blood pressure. And advise him to monitor his blood pressure twice a day and record it on paper to bring to the next visit, period. A plant-based diet devoid of animal protein is also recommended for optimal kidney and overall health, period. Next line, arterial hypertension with initial elevation in blood pressure of 175 over of 155 over 90, period. However, we rejected, and the new reading was 142 over 80, period. He does have mild swelling of the left lower extremity, period, which we advised him to elevate his legs and wear compression stockings for, period. Continue with the current antihypertensive regimen. Next line, hyperlipidemia. Hyperlipidemia, which has remained very well controlled on the current regimen of statins. Next line, type 2 diabetes mellitus, which is very well controlled with A1C of 6.3%. Period. This is managed by Hannah Campbell, APRN endocrinologist. Next line, BPH, status post TURP on 4/2/22 by Dr. Onishi. Period. As per number one, we recommend follow-up with Dr. Onishi for further evaluation and to rule out potential obstructive uropathy. Period. He denies any history of kidney stones. Next line, coronary artery disease, status post multi-site three vessel. Disregard. Next line, coronary artery disease, status post. Quadruple bypass surgery, period. He follows up with his cardiologist on a regular basis. The most recent echocardiogram dated 10/29/21 reveals an EF of 60 to 65%. Period. Mild concentric left ventricular hypertrophy. Was also noted on the echo. Period. Next line, obstructive sleep apnea on CPAP. Next line, constipation on Linzess and over-the-counter stool softener, period. We will reevaluate this case. Oh, next line, obesity, which has improved tremendously on Trulicity. The patient weighs 245 pounds today with a BMI of 35.2. However, less than a year ago, he was up to 290 pounds. So we encourage him to continue losing weight via plant-based diet and current regimen, period. Next line, we will reevaluate this case in 4 weeks with laboratory workup and ultrasound results. End.